right.
All right. We're streaming. We're live. Are we recording? Go ahead, Mr. Ted. All right. We're on the air. Welcome to Black Hat 2017, Fabulous Las Vegas Security Air Radio, SecurityGuideTV.com, with the lovely Sharice Gutierrez of Cyber
Threat. Hello, everybody.
Now, what's your name, sir?
Hi, I'm Antriksh. I'm a director of a company called Fire2 Technologies, where we do consulting services for IoT and financial companies. And we also organize two very cool security conferences called Nullcon and Hardware.io.
And you created this conference.
Yes, yes.
And you're not a technical guy.
Tell right? us about it.
So it's I'm from a technical background,
right?
But it's the passion that drives us to do this conference, Hardware.io.
So, what is the premise around the conference? Is it to talk about hardware and the vulnerabilities around it, the OEM manufacturer's role in securing the...
Now, it's his show. Hold on a second.
I'm beating him.
You're doing the whole interview.
He said he wasn't technical.
So you must have seen in the year 2013 and 14, there was a lot of news about ATM hacks, you know, industrial control system hack, like SCADA systems, telecom infrastructure hack. And now there's a lot of focus on, you can say, healthcare and automobile industry. So we saw a need that there is a requirement for a platform where the hardware, security researchers, the community, and the manufacturers come together and share knowledge, talk about interesting new research and innovative attacks in the field of embedded device, not just offensive, but also in the defensive side of security. So that's when, in the year 2015, we thought of having a hardware-specific conference called Hardware.io.
I get it now. At first, when I saw the name, I thought it was a new platform or technology that came out, but it definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
What has your response been from the OEMs?
Oh, it's quite good. But what I've, to be honest with you, is many of them are quite conservative. So, you know, what I always say is hardware is 10 years behind software industry. The software industry is maturing. They have policies, they have different standards to make sure their products and, you know, the mechanism that they develop solutions are secure. But the hardware industry, that's not there. We don't have any standards or regulations from the government.
Really?
So the hardware. Do you know what OEM stands for?
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
For those watching, it's original equipment manufacturers.
Yeah. You think they're 10 years behind?
Yes, very true.
Wow.
Because not a lot of people have focused on security research for hardware. And now it's picking up, and we see is it's humongously expensive for the OEMs to change their products.
Right.
You know, it's super expensive for them.
And the reason it's super expensive because typically when they create these products, they're meant to last 20, 30 years.
I was just thinking that, right.
So it doesn't make sense for them to refresh a product that's working, that old adage, right? Don't fix it unless it's broke.
And the trouble is not just the OEMs. They've sold it out to consumers, you know. What about them? They are going to complain. They're going to sue you, right?
Yeah, especially when your refrigerator turns on you.
That's right. Now, where do you have this conference? Different places or what?
No. So we've been organizing this conference in Netherlands for the past 3 years because we've been endorsed and supported by European Commission and Europol for this conference. And the city of The Hague, that is where the conference is organized with the support of the Netherlands government, want to have this in Netherlands. You know, since we do it in Netherlands every year in the month of September. This year, it's going to be on the 19th to the 22nd of September. It's a four-day event where we have 2 days of hands-on technical trainings, right from tiny IC reverse engineering to automobile and car hacking.
Oh, wow.
When is this going to come to the U.S.?
No. No. Security Guy Radio needs to go there.
Yes.
You got to get us a ticket. We'll be there. We'll cover the whole thing for you.
Yeah, please do. Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great idea. Now, what motivated you to do this?
Because
you just saw a gap.
Yeah, we saw a gap. And the reason is that a lot of conferences are there around the world, right? And they have really cool research and presentations happening out. But we thought, let's have a hardware-specific conference only, you know, because the entire IoT space, connected world is coming up, right?
Yes.
So let's do it. And we initially wanted to do it in, you know, a very fancy place that not just for the conference people come in, but also, you know, the tourism attracts it. So we said, let's do it in Netherlands. And why not in Europe? That's the best place, in my opinion.
Well, I think this is fabulous. And we will come over there and do it for you.
Give
me a call. We'll talk about that. What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about the most in the cyber world?
There's a lack of security awareness to a lot of manufacturers.
Awareness, yeah.
And people are not yet ready to invest heavily into security.
So why do the manufacturers not get it, but the software people do? That's a weird one to me.
Like I said, 10 years back.
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years behind.
That's interesting.
And it's that 20-year lineage on the technologies that they're putting out. There's no reason for them because it's working.
It works, right. I still got my 1984 Televideo hard drive. It works.
There's another problem is that not many of them have access to hardware to do research on. You know, it's limited and it's expensive, you know, for a researcher to buy expensive equipment to do research. So, A, there's shortage of good hardware pen testers and researchers, and B, it's too expensive. So that's another problem.
Yeah. All right, hardware.io is the site. Conference in the Netherlands. Give me the date one more time.
19th through the 22nd of September.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on Security Guy. This is Security Guy TV. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.